Hallelujah. Test, 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 test. Am I good? Hallelujah. Hello, you got me on? Few seconds. How many know we can have fun in church?
Amen.
Amen. We don't be all sticky and stuck up, do we? I know you. Amen. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm an older gentleman, but I'm just a kid in heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. My daddy kept telling me to grow up. I just haven't got there yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Test, test, test. I don't need this for my voice because my voice carries it. I need it for the website. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are we ready? Oh, hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me this morning to, we'll start with James chapter 1. James chapter 1 before we get into the message this morning. And we'll see what the Father wants to say to us through the preaching and teaching of His Word. How many know that God knew exactly who would be here?
Amen.
How many know that God knows what you need to hear?
Amen.
Amen. So what we're asking the Lord to do is open up our ears and our hearts to receive what He has for each and every one of us. Because He has plans for everyone. Amen. No matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, whether you're a baby, a midlife person, or a senior or an adult, God isn't finished with none of us. He says in His Word, He who has begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through until it is completed. Look at the one next to you and say, we're both a work in progress. Hallelujah. Amen. The writer James says in James 1:5, and I just want to lead in the direction the Lord's leading this morning. Verse number 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that He give to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He tells us in James 4, verse number 8, James 4, verse number 8, He tells us, He says, draw nigh or draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen. In other words, God's looking for us to have singleness of mind. Amen. I'm going to say this to you. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And every last person in this atmosphere today's faith will increase today because God's word is going to go forth. No matter where your faith has been, God's going to increase it today if you will allow Him to. So in our text today is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 22. He says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Today, I want to focus your attention to verse number 22. He says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I titled this morning, Assurance for Endurance. Assurance for Endurance. And we're going to look at the choice, the conscience, and the cleansing. Can we just lift the word together? I love doing this. You know, it's hard to get people to agree on anything. True? Come on. It's difficult to get people to agree. And when we come into agreement, it really pleases the Lord. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to repeat something after me. And you're saying it to the Lord. You're not saying it to me. Repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In your name I pray. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful, Lord, that you're sending it here to accomplish something in our hearts. Father, I ask you now, Father God, get Carl out of the way. Spirit of the living God, speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father God, may you be glorified in and through everything that's said. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, to you will be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen and amen. You know, one of the things I have first, he says in our text, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And this calls first for the choice to choose. Amen? Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. God's word says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe that he is God and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So what the Lord is saying to us is the full assurance of faith. It was kind of interesting. When I was praying this morning in my office, the Lord came in and he just reminded me of certain things. Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, is our insurance policy. Insurance, I-N, insurance, it's the payoff. The Holy Spirit he has given us is our assurance policy. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, through the Spirit of God, which gives you and I the ability for the endurance. Because I'm insured, I'm assured that I can endure. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit said that to me this morning. I guess he wants to say that to all of us. So the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians 1. And we're talking about the choice, choosing to believe. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica. Every time he's writing to the church, he's writing to the body of Christ. Amen? And we're all the body of Christ. So we can take this personally as it's written to me. Amen? In other words, so many times when God speaks a word, we think, well, that's for someone else. But every word that God spoke is for us. It's for each and every one of us to take personally and to apply in our hearts and lives. Amen. He says, for our gospel came not, verse number 5, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'll say this many times. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. God never promises us that we're not going to go through some things, but he promises us that we're never going to go through it alone. He says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, that he's as close as the call of his name. So just as the Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Thessalonica, he also writes to his student Timothy. Look to your neighbor and say, you're a student of the gospel. And we're studying to show ourselves approved. Workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only thing that can free you is the truth. Hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, he says, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us. The Lord was speaking to my heart this week, and I shared on Wednesday night, and I'll share it here. You know, sometimes when I'm going through some things and I feel like I'm going through a mighty storm, I just open the Bible and I see the things that Apostle Paul went through for Christ's sake and kept joy and kept peace and kept the fruit of the Spirit evident in his life. And then I can see that the things that I'm going through isn't really as big as the world is trying to make them look like. Amen. Amen. Just like what came to our nation and our world with this coronavirus, I want you to understand that it has a name and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. I know that God protects us. I know that he watches over us. I know that he loves each and every one of us so much. And sometimes we ask ourselves, well, if God loved me so much, why am I going through this? In other words, God is always doing something to grow us, to mature us. And it's usually, most of the time, it's not just for your benefit, but it's for the benefit of others. That's why Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father all the glory. And it's not when things are going right. It's letting our light shine when things aren't going the way we want them to. Amen. Now, what are you saying? Well, God's given us an insurance policy through Jesus Christ, and he's given us an assurance policy through the Holy Spirit. He's our very present help in time of need. He says, lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. Amen. And he will direct your path. He's never going to lead you in the wrong direction. Amen. So he says to you and I in 1 John chapter 3, John the Beloved writes, are you with me? The choice. The choice is having full assurance of faith. John the Beloved writes in 1 John chapter 3, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things which are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. Look at your neighbor and say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. Heir of salvation, purchased by his blood. Amen. Amen. Anybody want to sing that out? Go for it then. Is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of blood, born of the Spirit, washed in the blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what that sounded like to me? It sounded like a heavenly choir. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says in our text, he says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, the choice, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Now I want to look at the conscience. The conscience. Look with me in Acts chapter 24. Acts 24. This really challenged me. How many likes to be challenged by God's word? How many know that he loves us so much that when he challenges his word, he shows us that he will help us to overcome. To overcome. The Apostle Paul. Amen? He's being tried by Felix, okay? He's in the midst of a storm, okay? He's not on the mountaintop, okay? He's going through a valley. And he wrote this in verse number 16. He just dropped this in here. How many know that God and the Holy Spirit just sort of sometimes just drops things in your spirit? Amen? He said in verse 16, he said, and herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Having my conscience void. How many are churches and bodies of Christ are split because someone took offense? How many know that somebody said something or did something that you disagreed with and you took offense and it separated you? God says by the Spirit of God, we should be void of offense towards God and towards man. I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My battle is not with people. If I put a face on it, I lose the battle every time. Amen. I want you to understand we battle a faceless foe. A faceless foe that may manifest himself through people, but our battle is not with the people. Our battle is with the weapons of warfare the enemy is trying to form. Amen. In other words, and if I fight against a person, I never get the enemy any time. I destroy the one that I took offense with. Half the times we took offense and we didn't even realize what was the pretense. We never know what was truly meant, but I heard something or saw something and I didn't like it, and I was offended. Look at your neighbor and say, God called us to be void of offense. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. Jesus says to you, follow me as I follow Jesus. Say to your neighbor, say, follow me as I follow Jesus. May God arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. In other words, God wants us to start speaking things in our, out of our mouth. Amen? This isn't, God didn't bring you here for me to preach at you. God brought us here so that we could come in agreement in faith and we could take back some of the things the enemy is stealing from our families, from our loved ones, from our nation, from our world. It's time for God to arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look at the one next to you and say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'll glorify him even in my infirmities, that his power may rest upon me. Give God a shout of praise. In other words, when faith is arising in the atmosphere, we're not just speaking it, we're believing it. The devil doesn't hear what I speak when I try to take authority over him. He knows what I believe.
Right.
Amen. He knows what I believe. He knows what you believe. Amen. Amen. We're going to take back some things. Come on. Come on. Come on. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 9. I often wonder if it's okay to get loud in church. How many know that the devil's hard of hearing? That's why your preacher shouts. Hello? Come on. Come on. Look at the one next to you and say, God loves you, and so do I. 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 God loves you. Come on now. God loves you and so do I. God loves you and so do I. What will hide a multitude of sins? Love will cover a multitude of sins. Why do you think the adversary is always trying to steal the love of God from us? Amen. Like, we're operating, we're flowing, and the power of God, we're flowing with agape love. Agape love is an unconditional love. It's a love that loves you no matter what you do. Amen. 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 What's going to change this world?
Love.
I don't know about you, but I love that song that says, love lifted me.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on. Did love lift you? So in Hebrews chapter 9, thank you, Lord, that love lifted Dusty. In Hebrews 9, chapter 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? To purge is to get rid of stuff that you don't want. Amen? In other words, then we got to say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen? In other words, I've got to allow his word to get rid of the thoughts that don't belong there. Now, guess what? When somebody does something you don't like, the adversary wants to get a root of offense. But when I allow the Spirit of God to purge my conscience, to purge my mind, in other words, I don't dwell on that. Amen? Amen? So he says to you and I, is this good stuff or what? In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for our rejoicing is this, that the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word. In other words, we're being void of offense. We're sprinkled, our hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience. And we're not going to respond the way the world wants us to respond. But he doesn't stop there either. And our bodies washed with pure water. And that's the cleansing. That's the cleansing. And in Ephesians chapter 5, hallelujah, verse number 26. The Apostle Paul said that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We serve a perfect God. And his perfect love is what casts out all fear. Amen. God's being perfected in our hearts and lives. And he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we're talking about being washed. Verse number 1. He says, having therefore these promises of his word, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen? In other words, fear, I'm not afraid of God, but I reverence him. And I reverence his word. So as he's saying to us in the scripture, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Are y'all with me? Verse number 19. The word of God says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared to every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and them that call the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. So in closing, what is the Lord saying to us today? He's simply saying for us to draw near with a true heart and the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. He's given us the choice. The choice is choose you today who you will serve. With this choice, there comes the conscience. And the conscience can be cleansed if we put his word. He challenges us with his word. And he says in Hebrews 10, 23, here's the challenge. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
All the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice.
And he closes with the charge.
He wraps himself
verse 24.
In light.
And let us consider one another.
In darkness
and to provoke
to hide.
Unto love.
It trembles at his
and to good works.
Trembles at
so
his
in closing
voice.
Today, what is the Lord saying to each and every one of us? He's asked us to make a choice. Choose this day who you will serve. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With the choice comes a change of our mind. comes a change of our mind. In other words, I was going and I was doing things I didn't need to do before, but when God came into my heart and life, He changed my mind. When He changed my direction, and I didn't see things the same way, because He cleansed me by His blood. He strengthened me by His word. And He gives us this charge to provoke one another unto love and good works. God wants everyone to know that He has a plan and a purpose for every last one. And He will not leave any out. He's calling the question. Now you answer that question. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish what You sent it here to do. Maybe you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and maybe you're not at the place you need to be. You've drifted away. You feel the Lord prompting in your heart today. You need to give your heart to Jesus. Would you slip up your hands and pass the next one? I need Jesus. Is there anybody here at all? Don't be afraid. God loves you. He loves you and has a plan and purpose in your life. Will you answer the call? Don't be afraid. Is that you? He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you can hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and be with you." God wants you to know He's not from the heart's door. Will you answer the door? Anybody else? All the different numbers. Will you respond? Will you respond? Will you respond? Yeah. Take a bold step. We ask you to come to please. Someone else, is there another here that needs Jesus? You're coming here. You're not the place you need to be. Amen. Everybody, just keep your heads bowed. Just bring me in here. Father, I thank You for the heart, Father God. I thank You for the call of God that's on His life, Father God. Lord, as He surrenders to You today, Father God, He needs Your help in a supernatural way. DeMarcus prayed and he said, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge You died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sin. You purchased me. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Jesus, fill me with Your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen." Father, I thank You for my Father God. I thank You, Father God, that You're going to take everything that the enemy meant for evil, and You're going to turn around and use it for Your glory. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak for a fresh anointing to be upon this man's life, Father God, that he'll run and not grow weary, he'll walk and not faint, because his hope and his trust is in You and You alone. On solid Christ, the solid rock, he'll stand. Oh, the ground is sinking sand. I thank You for his open prayer today, and I thank You, Father God, for taking residence within him. Strengthen him in Your power and might. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love you, man. Can we all stand?
I came to sing Your praise. I came to love.
You know, I love raising my hands. It's an act of surrender. You know, we used to play army and when we were kids, and when we surrendered, we raised our hands. And what we're doing here by raising our hands, we're surrendering to the Lord. Father, You sent Your word here to minister to every heart and every life of each and every one that is gathered here today. Father, Your word declares that You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon You. And with Your stripes, we are healed. Father, I speak and call forth healing in bodies, in minds, in spirits, in the name of Jesus. I speak to limbs, lower limbs, and I call them to be strengthened in Your power and might. I speak to organs today, Father God. I call hearts to function as they were created. They were marvelously created in your image, and your image does not have sickness nor disease. I speak to pancreases, Father God. I call them whole. I speak to livers, Father God. I speak to lungs, Lord Jesus. Father God, I speak to gallbladders, Father God. I speak to organs and bodies, Father God. Muscles and tendons, Father God. Strengthened in your power and in your might. I speak to minds, Father God, that are confused. You're a God that does things decently, and you do them in order. And I command order to come in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare and decree every last one that heard your word, that it will have an effect in their lives in a supernatural way. So be blessed in and through each and every one of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Awesome. Praise God. 2 weeks ago.